The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Louise Duffy and John Cadell have joined us. Louise, now, if I didn't know better, I'd say you had a sort of an electric shaver that you have.
Are you but basing that on my looks? Or?
No, but I know I said if I didn't know better, and obviously it's not an electric shaver, but anyway, what is
not.
It?
This is a Clarisonic, so what I've
done is... what's John Cadell doing?
John
switch off.
It's not me, it's R2-D2.
So what I've done is, I've put together some products, because sometimes it's hard to know what to get for the lady in your life. Maybe your mom, maybe your girlfriend, your sister, whatever it is. So I've got five nice products.
But you want for yourself?
Basically, yeah. Okay, so yeah. If my brothers are listening, just write it down. But no, these you can't really go wrong with these. But the electric shaver, as you call it, is a Clarisonic.
What's okay? A Clarisonic?
So a Clarisonic is a facial cleanser, and it cleans your face six times more than manual cleansing. Okay,
really just for getting the makeup off.
Makeup, whatever it is, men can use it as well. This is actually a man's one.
Yeah, but hold on a second. Now, as I happen to know, because I actually have to have makeup on each night that I'm doing the television, you get a couple of baby wipes, and you just. 30 seconds later, it's all gone off your face.
There you go. Okay, that is one way of doing it. But this does it six times quicker, Matt. Listen to this. So it's kind of, it cleans your face with sonic cleansing.
Noisy cleansing.
No, and they've got lovely brushes and it's so soft and it really does work. It really, it just gives your face a really nice glow after you use it. And I know I'm selling it to you guys. I know you're going to have it on your list. No, but it's a lovely present and it's kind of the thing that you might not necessarily buy for yourself, but it is a great gift
for
a lady. This is €220.
What?
220 euro.
Just stick it up your face.
John is going to show me a toy that does nothing for €200. This is wonderful. This is a great one.
Okay, give us your first choice, John, please.
Well, I have here in my hand a R2-D2 app-enabled droid. So what this is, it's basically a remote control robot for the princely sum of €199.
What?
Ah, yeah. Come on.
What? It's brilliant. It does all sorts of things.
That's actually probably a bigger waste of money than what Louise just had.
No, listen, watch this. Watch now. I know it's the power of radio. You can't really see this, but he goes all over the gaff. He makes all the noises that R2-D2 makes.
Oh, lovely.
If you put on a Star Wars film in your house, he will interact with the film.
Really?
Yeah. And if you get some sort of special band for your wrist, which I lost interest in, you can do sort of holographic images like Princess Leia coming out of him. Now, for some reason, maybe because we're in the studio, the Wi-Fi isn't working on this, so the app won't make him move. But I guarantee you, he does move all over the place, and he can make him make all his noises. He'll fall over.
Yeah.
He does that sort of screeching sound that he made when he saw the Jawas for the first time.
Okay.
For the Star Wars.
John is that cute kid on the toy show when their toy doesn't work.
And Ryan, I give this a six.
There's always one
because I couldn't really work it out. Well, I had to get my dad
play with that over there. We get Louise to give us other things. You have a loose interpretation of gadgets, because you've actually picked a sort of a makeup handbag as a gadget.
Now, okay, so again, not everybody is interested in gadgets, so I thought I'd bring my own spin to this. Okay, so again, something that you wouldn't necessarily buy for yourself, but it is a lovely gift, is an Aspinall makeup case. Okay, you can get it monogrammed with the initials of your loved one.
Ooh.
And they make a really great gift.
I'll open it up there.
I wish that people could see the looks I'm getting.
No.
Open it up. It just opens. There's really nothing other than
There's nothing high-tech about that. There's a zip on it. That's as high-tech as it gets for
Louise. I might get you with this one, okay, guys? This is even better, okay? You've teenage daughters.
Yes, I have three of them.
You're going to have a teenage daughter in a few years. Two in a few years.
Yeah.
Okay, so get ready for this. This is the Naked palette, okay? Now,
my daughters have nothing to do with Naked.
No. So this is a palette of eyeshadows, okay? It comes in a vault and there are four Naked eyeshadows. Ladies listening would be like, great present. Naked palettes, great thing to have in your makeup collection.
Something you didn't bring in with you, John, was a turntable, a record turntable.
Yeah, this is a USB-powered Sony turntable. The reason that I picked this is because a lot of people say, oh yeah, I have lots of vinyl, but I've nothing to play it on.
Mm.
And oftentimes, if you're inclined to buy a record player for that person who you know needs one, you sort of go for these 3-in-1 retro looking things that all the shops, even the major supermarkets sell. And I would advise people to stay away from those because the stylus is bad and it will ruin your records on a lot of them. Now, not all of them, but I would say this is a Sony turntable and it'll plug in as a regular turntable does to your phono and your amps, and you can play it as regular. But there's a USB port in it as well, so you can actually plug it into your computer and play it through your computer speakers.
But hold on, you have to have an amp and you have to have speakers, do you?
No, as I did it today, admittedly on a Mac, if you just open up QuickTime Player, it will play the audio through your computer speakers. Mm. But the funny thing about this is that it's also one of those players that rips vinyl to MP3. So there's a sort of, it's the SourceForge software, which comes, and I had to laugh, it comes on a compact disc. Now, it's Windows only, I should say. I played it through on a Mac, but if you want to rip your vinyls to MP3, it's Windows only.
I think that's a good present. It's a nice thing to have in your house. And, you know, vinyl is more popular than ever now. So that is a good one. That's a nice present.
£150, and it's Sony. So
that's great. Yes. So it's going to work well.
So please stay away from those 3-in-1s that are like retro looking things, because a lot of them will ruin your records. Not all of them.
Give me something else, Louise.
Give you something else, Matt. Are you ready for this? Again, we're still with the beauty products. I think that a really nice present for somebody
Even I know Kiehl's.
You know Kiehl's.
I know
okay?
Kiehl's.
So Kiehl's is a lovely gift for somebody. It doesn't matter your skin tone, it doesn't matter your price point. You can run along to Kiehl's and you can buy many of the cult products that they have. And I think that, you know, if there's somebody in your life, maybe it's a colleague, maybe it's your granny or your daughter, whatever it is, you can find something that works really well for them in this range. Isn't that right, Matt?
Yeah, what else do you have, John?
I have an Alcatel 7-inch tablet. Now, this is a great piece of kit. It's only €89 from Harvey Norman's, as all my things were, I should say. And it's a really nice tablet, a starter tablet, maybe for a teenager or for maybe, you know, your granddad might be interested in getting online. Yeah. But for anybody, really, you can see it fits in my hand, and it's very easy to use. It's Android based, nice screen resolution.
What about
nice
children
size?
Because every child I see now has a tablet in their hand.
Yeah, I mean, it's very easy to use, so I mean, kids could use it no problem. I mean, I got to grips with it within half an hour, so you have all your apps there. You can, it's Wi-Fi, everything that you would expect from the likes of the iPad, but for £89 you can't
That's
really go wrong
one.
Yeah,
you have one more, I think, Louise?
I do. It's a perfume scent, Matt. Will I tell you about it?
Go on.
Again, so I did run this by the research team. So a perfume set is a lovely present to give somebody for Christmas, and so I brought in the, well, I'll spray it for you. How about I spray for you? That might win
spray
you
in John's direction.
Spray
will
in
you?
John's direction. Okay,
and so I'll go home and I'm like, where were you?
We went for Victor and Ralph, and we're going to put up a video so you can see all these lovely gifts, and again, just makes a really nice present for somebody. Victor and Ralph.
I know Victor and Ralph.
So
I have bought
go.
That for my wife in the past.
And she likes it?
The flower bomb, is it?
Flower bomb.
Yeah, loves it.
This man knows his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Very impressive, John.
There you go.
There you go. That was a roll of his eyes, in case you didn't hear that.
His face lit up with indifference.
And finish off for me, John, with the coffee machine you worked with.
Yeah, I thought, as people, like, you know, the way we all think we're real classy and sophisticated now, and everybody's getting into good coffee, and everybody's talking about Nespresso, and the queues are out the door, and it'll make you sick. But this is a nice coffee machine, an espresso coffee machine for under £100. It's a Krups, and it's an Inissia. Krups Inissia coffee machine. So it's £99.90 actually. And it'll take the Nespresso pods. You get 19 pods
we'll
with
take
it.
The Nespresso
which will take
pods.
The Nespresso
okay,
pods.
Good.
It's an espresso branded one. Okay. It's nice. It makes a cup of espresso in about 30 seconds. Mm. So it's a nice starter coffee machine.
That's a nice gift for anybody moving into a new house or something. Or even a wedding present. Good gift for
a
wedding.
Well, I'll tell you, Matt, I sat there in my room yesterday playing with the R2-D2 droid, using the Alcatel tablet for the app, listening to me records and drinking a cup of coffee, and I was like, Lord, muck.
Okay, Sharon says, Matt, I'm very disappointed that you would dismiss the recommendations from Louise. Not everyone wants something with Wi-Fi or woofers.
Thank
don't
you.
Don't they?
Thank you. There you go.
I wasn't dismissive, was
no,
I?
Oh, God, no, not at all. So you're going to have gadgets for the rest of the evening. You know, sometimes people just like nice, pretty things that they might not necessarily buy for themselves. So I'm going to put it up online.
Look, it's Matt, let's be honest. Any tips that blokes get for presents for their girls have to be a good thing.
See,
because
we're
useless.
I've got three brothers, a father. They will ring me incessantly in the week before Christmas.
And your husband?
And him too. He's got three sisters, and it's always like, oh, what will I get them? So there you go. Listen to the last word.
Louise Duffy, John Cadell, thank you very much.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.